Hey, so I was talking to my friend yesterday. You know, the Hennies who had the party?
Yes.
The graduate, engagement party over the weekend?
Yeah, with a pool, nice place, yep.
With the magic tree that found the dog.
Magic
tree. Right.
That.
Right.
Yes, and it was raining like crazy.
Right.
And then it got nice, all of that.
Apparently, edibles are good.
Yeah. So now Laura is delivering lunch to her son, not one of the engaged people.
The other son.
Right. Tucker's already married.
Yeah, more than one.
So Laura's husband, Bill, and Tucker are at Tucker's house doing a project. Laura arrives with lunch. She's walking up the stairs and attacked by bees.
Oh.
Ooh, no.
She drops the lunch on the stairs.
As I would, yep.
And starts screaming.
I would, too.
Yeah.
The bees flew into her shirt.
Oh, no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, my God. This is horrible.
Multiple bees in her shirt.
We're talking boobies?
She's screaming, doesn't know what to do.
Those are boobies.
Bill comes out, says, run. One.
Run for the water.
And two, take your shirt off.
Yes.
That was for him, though.
Shirt, bra, everything. Just strip.
That was for him, though.
Don't come in the house.
Right. Don't come in here.
Right.
Take your shirt off.
Just stand outside, do calisthenics. Just do jumping jacks for a while.
Take your shirt off.
Now, were these bees or yellow jackets? Well, these bees, when they bite you, they die. Yellow jackets will sting you over and over again. That's why I call them eight holes of wings.
They don't bite you.
Yeah. Well, sting. Excuse me. Relax over there, Snapperhead.
Snapperhead?
Yeah.
You've been fact-checked.
You know what I mean. Sting. Yeah.
That sounds like they're there right now.
Yep.
Gives me agita.
She was stung so many times. She has one of her boobies.
I get it.
Boobies.
Did it swell? It's completely like red.
Here. Yes.
Is it swollen? One bigger than the other?
Oh, I didn't ask her.
You put ice on it?
I didn't ask her what type of bees.
Right.
Are those bees or mosquitoes?
It says bees.
Oh, okay.
But I can...
Yeah, hold on. I never asked her what type of bees.
Yeah. Yeah,
They're the kind of bees that can smell you.
So I'm thinking.
Sense you.
I'm thinking the yellow jackets. Yellow jackets, if you wave it towards one of them, they go into attack mode. They call the other ones and they all come over and they can sting you over and over again.
Really?
Trust me, I researched this crap because I got annihilated 2 years ago just trying to get my friggin' lawnmower. Yeah.
What about wasps?
Wasps, it's the same thing. You know, same type of thing. They can sting over and over again. When a bee stings you, Phil, okay? When a bee stings you, the little abdomen thing comes out and they die. They do it as a last-ditch effort to save their queen. The a-holes of wings, the yellow jackets, they're just badass jerks and will sting you over and over again.
Because
I watched one sting me three freaking times.
Why would you watch it? Why wouldn't you try to kill him?
Because I was too busy trying to get his friends out of there.
So you're busy trying to get his friends
and
out of there.
I haven't looked down. I see him sting me. Then I saw him sting me again.
How do you know it's the same one?
Because he's standing on my leg.
Oh.
And then when I went inside after this thing.
She's not sure. She said yellow jackets or hornets.
Yeah, yellow jackets.
Oh, hornets.
I'm guessing yellow jackets. Yep. Those things suck. I don't know
why
they're
completely
here.
Different looking, right?
Yeah, the yellow jacket looks bee-like.
The yellow jacket's a yellow jacket.
It's black.
Yellow and black.
Yes, exactly. Whereas a hornet.
Hornet's like all brown.
Black or brown
black.
Or red, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are they red?
Yeah. Because I watched one of them walk out of my pant leg, and then I was inside. It walked out
was
my,
he smoking a cigarette?
It walked out of my pant leg, right? Because I just got inside.
Good.
Just walked my pant leg, looked at me, and went, yeah, and stung me again.
Yeah, looked at you.
Looked right at me. I saw his little head going, nyut, up at me, nyut, and it went, nah, and it stung me. And I went, I smacked it down my hand. It hit the floor, and I took a flip-flop. And I was like, bam, 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 bam. It's still a stain in my linoleum. That's how hard I hit it. I turned into jelly. You
Which
little
are
bad,
the
little
big,
bastard.
Big, fat, fuzzy ones?
Those are the honeybees. They're harmless.
Yeah, those are,
they're not bad.
Yeah, those don't bite.
They sound like aircraft coming by.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, those are the carpenter bees.
Carpenter bees, yeah.
Tool belts on, yep.
Oh, man.
Little hammer.
She got bit so bad.
Oh, that's the worst.
And then, you know, finally she makes it into the house.
How was lunch?
No, that's a great question.
What was
now they're all inside the house and the lunch is on the stairs.
Right.
Ugh.
And the yellow jacket's going, hey, this is pretty good.
Ooh, fruit salad.
I told you I smelled roast beef sandwiches.
Yeah, they probably smelled that lunch and said,
yep, enjoyed themselves.
Well, Bill had to go out there and get it.
Oh.
Like, I like how they elected Bill. Like Bill, a, like you go get
suit,
it.
Right, in a bee suit.
That's when you know you're hungry.
Right.
Your wife's riddled in bee stings. It's like, that lunch
smells good from here.
Looks pretty good.
Yep, yep.
So he went out there. It was fine.
They dressed
him
in yellow and black.
They didn't go after him.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, she must have released some kind of pheromone that made them all go nasty.
Yes, someone said that.
Yeah. Yeah, what happens is, then this is, again,
once they sting you,
I studied this,
they can find you.
Right. What happens is, if you see one of these little jackholes flying around you, do not take a swipe at it. Because what happens when you go like that, they release a pheromone that tells the rest of them, come a-running, you know, we got to fight.
Yeah.
And that's where they'll come in and just start stinging right away because they're like, oh, great, my buddy's in trouble. Like in a bar fight, okay, your friend's getting his ass kicked, guess what, you walk out
everybody jumps.
Exactly. Same thing.
But you can't stand still either because they'll get you that way too. Some people think if you stand still, they'll just ignore you.
No, they're just flying around you. They're on a reconnaissance mission. Like, what are you, friend or foe?
Right. Just don't swat at them. Just stay there for a moment.
Yeah, just,
it'll fly
away.
They're
not going to land on you and bite you.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, she's done.
Ashley is good. She's done.
She's done.
I'm scared of bees.
Wait, she's the goalie for a dart team later.
Yeah. Well, so hours later, Laura leaves through the back door, and they smell her or detect her because she's been stung, and they chase her. I guess she has like a giant swarm chasing her to the back.
My God. What a bad day.
That's a bad day.
Very bad day.
But what the hell is up with these? I just pictured like a pair of scissors or a big fist.
Right.
You know how in the cartoons they formed the shape of something?
Yeah, it was a finger pointing.
The bow and arrow.
It was like, there she is.
Right.
There it is. And a thumbs up and then okay. And then an arrow. Go!
Ugh.
Yep. I hate those things. I hate those things.
They're so bad.
I've gotten bit by those more than anything. Stung by those more than anything else. Hey, one kid correct over there going off again.
No, but it's not like a needle. If you get a needle, you know, it hurts for a minute, then it's fine.
Yeah. In, out, done, a little sore.
There's venom.
Yep.
It's going to hurt for a long time.
It's going to swell.
It becomes a half a golf ball with a top on it.
All right, we're getting some bee stories now. It could have been worse, right?
Yes.
Boobs would be the second worst place for a woman to get bit.
Right. Yeah.
Or third.
You know, there's no good place to get bit.
Yeah, no, there's no good place.
Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry, stung.
Joe and Aunt Sonia.
Hi, good morning. Hey. This is Joe and Aunt Sonia. Great show.
Thank you.
Hey, I got a story for you. I'm a carpenter, so I was at the dump. And I had an open coffee on my dashboard in my van. And I did my dump in the dump. And I got in my truck. I got in my truck, and I took a sip of my coffee. And it's like, what the heck? What was that? And then I bit down on something. And it was a yellow jacket. And I spit it out in the street.
See? Ah! But did you get stung, though?
Did you get stung in the mouth?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ah! And they had a...
Yeah,
they had to get the stinger out because I bit on it.
Yeah.
It was like iodine.
If you have an open soda or open beer, check it. Because twice my friend at the beach stole my yellow jacket drinking a soda.
Anything with sugar.
Yeah.
Where was the sting? Tongue?
It was in the upper part of my upper class there. It was
the roof of your mouth?
Yeah, it was in my mouth.
Roof of your mouth.
The roof of my mouth.
I got stung by a
dog. Yeah, exactly. And then I went to I went to the clinic, and I couldn't talk when I got there. And they're trying to find out what's wrong with me. And I'm just like,
I got stung by a dog. There's something wrong with this guy. Drug test. Peanut cup.
Check your coffee before you take it.
And your soda and your beer and your sandwich.
Great advice.
Yeah, that's why they keep limes in your Corona. They keep the bugs out.
Seriously? I'm not falling for this.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I already had a scuba diver. I ain't falling for this.
They do that in Mexico. They keep the lime in the top of your Corona bottle to keep the flies out.
Is that right?
You put the lime in Corona bottle. Keep
all right, well, I thought everybody knew that.
Wow.
You thought we knew that?
I have no idea. I just
hold it. We're getting fact-checked here, Ashley.
I looked it up. Multiple reasons why. It cleans the tip of the bottle, they claim.
Okay.
Kills germs, or it chews flies.
That's just it keeps flies away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We're talking about these bee stings. My friend was attacked by bees while walking up a flight of stairs, and a couple got into her shirt and, riddled havoc.
Yep.
Wreaked havoc on one of her boobies.
No, I'm sorry.
Totally wreaked. Yep.
Ugh.
Yeah. Again, I'm saying yellow jackets, not bees.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing now, right?
Yeah.
Like most people are saying probably yellow jackets.
Yeah, they attack in mass. The only time bees attack in mass is if you're going after their nest.
Yeah.
And they're trying to save the queen.
You damage the hive, they're coming for you.
Exactly, right, because they're protecting the queen. Yellow jackets just because it's Tuesday.
And then what we got an email from a tribe member?
Oh, on Twitter, someone tweeted that they were by a lakeside doing some fishing, and they got stung over 100 times by the yellow jacket.
Oh, no, that's 100. So many times.
That's what he said. Oh, Jesus. No, so many times.
100
yeah.
times.
How is that even possible?
When I used to work for the pool company, they like water also. Yeah.
100 times.
Yep.
So that when you say over 100, that means you went to the hospital.
Had to.
And they gave up at 100.
Right. They said, okay, roughly about 100 times.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, I got to 100 and there's way more. So over 100.
Yeah. When you have little volcanoes all over your skin, they just count the volcanoes.
Yeah.
I got stung in the armpit when it was a SOP.
That's a bad place.
Yeah. Because you get that welt and I couldn't put my arm down the rest of the day. I looked like I was like signaling for a left-hand turn.
I think the anus would be the worst.
I'm not going to try and find out.
Yeah, worse.
Okay, all right.
I feel like that's normally covered.
How would they?
For that day.
If you're wearing a dress with no underwear?
Right. For that day, it was the worst thing. Because it was a hot day, you're sweating, so the sweat combined with the sting.
No, I know the armpit is very sensitive.
Yes, very, very sensitive.
I would say that's bad. Inside the mouth, like the guy who called and went to the dump, and there was an open coffee on the dashboard, took a sip, and
My friend Paul, right in the throat.
Ugh.
He swallowed the...
Dangerous.
He took the swig of his Pepsi and went down, but decided to sting him on the way down.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's great act of defiance.
Yep, we had to go to the ER for that one. He was like... We're like, all right, ER.
Chaz and AJ.
Hi. My name is Liz. I have a bee story, if you're interested.
Okay. We have about a minute.
Okay. We just moved into a new house, and I was outside cleaning up... around some bushes, and there was a nest in the ground.
Oh.
And I reached in without realizing it, and there must have been, oh gosh, at least 100 of them all over me. I jumped up, screwed my head off, and of course, this is a colonial with an attached garage, and I was way at the other end of the house. So by the time I got to the garage, the shirt was off, the bra was off, and I'm screwing my head off in a new neighborhood, not knowing anybody. I can only imagine what they thought.
The neighbor came over with a cake later on the day. Welcome to the neighborhood. Here's a cake.
Johnny, when you ride your bike, you ride fast by that house. That lady's crazy.
Yeah.
And you know, if you don't know there's bees around you and your arms are going flailing.
It looks like
you're
just having a dance party.
And you're running and you're half nude.
Like you snapped.
Yeah, it's all good.
I had so many bee stings. I actually called the emergency room, like, okay, what do I look for? And they said, well, you know, just if you start feeling sick or dizzy
if
or whatever,
your throat starts closing up.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if you take your pants off and continue.
All right. Thank you and glad you're okay.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Save big money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern, save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now. Save big money.